Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3231BN. Today's date is December 8th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Hunter Indicted, Think Subpoena, Queen Protects the King, Think Michelle Obama. Let's talk about your health. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure and cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, and immune system. The holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, nails will look healthy. Healthier too. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are having a major problem. Hunter Biden was indicted. And everything that Joe Biden has said, where he didn't talk to his son, he didn't trade emails with him, he didn't talk to his business partners, it looks like it's completely and utterly falling apart. Which means there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Biden crime family. And this pressure is going to build and build and build. And what we see happening here, I do believe, is many different things happening at once. Number one, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now forcing these individuals to drop Biden, and this pressure of the crimes that he's committed is continually being released so the people understand that this is a Biden crime family. He's lied to the people. He was doing this under Obama's watch. And as this builds, the people realize that, wow, look at the corruption here. It's much, much larger, much deeper than we could ever imagine. And I do believe they needed Biden out of the way. They needed the mastermind, or we could say the king of all of it. I'm talking about the king of the deep state. They need him front and center. So how do you continually put pressure on that individual that is planning to run in the next election, who's stubborn? Well, you keep releasing the information and you put a lot of pressure on this individual. Plus, it allows the people to see what the criminal syndicate is, and this information can be used later on. Now, the other part of this, you can see the deep state players, they didn't want Hunter Biden testifying behind closed doors. Remember, he was subpoenaed. So what are your options? Well, you can have an attorney, which he did. Hunter had his attorney write to the House saying, nope, I don't want to do this behind closed doors. I want to do this out in the public. Why would he want to do this out in the public? Because the questions that were going to be asked to Hunter, well, they wouldn't be classified in nature. They wouldn't delve into the business dealings, and they probably can bring up a lot more during closed door meetings. So if it's public, it would just be a fluffy type of interview of Hunter. So the deep state players, they had a choice. They could either violate the subpoena, being contempt, but again, they kept telling everyone nobody's above the law. They told everyone that if you violate the subpoena, the Justice Department should get involved. So do they want to violate the subpoena? No. Do they want Hunter testifying behind closed doors? No. So what do they have left? Remember the game they play. The game is we can put this off and we can stop the subpoena. How can we do this? What happens if we indict him and the charges are tax related? See, they didn't do FARA. They only did tax-related crimes. Now, once they did this, the special counsel and the Justice Department can say, listen, we know you have a subpoena, but this is an ongoing investigation. He's been indicted right now. And right now, I don't think it's a good time for him to testify behind closed doors because we have this major investigation going on and this might compromise what's happening. Now, I do believe they're probably going to use this strategy to get him out of testifying. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. I mean, put it this way. They're going to try to do this. It doesn't mean it's going to work. Most likely it will because they control the Justice Department. They control everything. And they could say that because of what the Justice Department, because of the special counsel, we're not allowing this to happen. This is how they're going to protect him. Now, once again, Are they going to have a trial right now? Is he going to be convicted, or are they going to wait until after the elections? Well, normally what you would do in this type of situation, you would wait till after the elections. Now, the people are going to see this because, once again, they're going to see that Trump is being indicted and his trials are before the elections, and Hunter is going to have his trials after the elections. And the people are going to go, I see the two-tier justice system again. It's right in front of my face. It's absolutely unbelievable. But I do believe why all of this is happening is because they need to get the person who orchestrated all of this. And I do believe that is Barack Obama, the king of the deep state plans. But again, we're going to have someone, I do believe, come in, which is the queen, maybe, to protect the king. Is this going to work? I don't believe so. And I do believe Scavino put out a message letting us know that this is maybe the direction we're heading in. We'll be talking about that in a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Hunter Biden right now, because he was hit with 9 counts of felony. And they're saying that and this is according to Weiss, he engaged in a 4-year scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in self-assessed federal taxes he owed for tax years 2016 through 2019, from in or about January 2017 through in or about October 15, 2020, and to evade the assessment of taxes for tax year 2018 when he filed false returns in or about February 2020. Hunter Biden executed this scheme by a number of means, including subverting the payroll and tax withholding process of his own company, Awaysco, spending millions on extravagant lifestyle things in 2018, failing to pay his outstanding and overdue taxes for the tax year 2015, willfully failing to pay his 2016-2019 taxes on time, despite having millions in funds, willfully failing to file his 2017-2018 tax returns, using false business deductions in order to evade assessment of taxes and substantially reduce his tax liabilities. The indictment is exacting and detailed, discussing Hunter's various business entities, the millions he received from foreign nationals and foreign business entities, such as those in China, Romania, and Ukraine, as well as the income and support Hunter has received from his entertainment lawyer, who happens to have paid over $1.2 million to third parties for Hunter's benefit in 2020. It also makes the case, a case known to the public for the last year or so, that Hunter willingly engaged in this tax scheme. The indictment is replete with examples. He did not report his Burisma income in 2014. He was informed by accounts that he owed taxes. His ex-wife told him that his tax returns were not filed. And there are multiple times where he is discussing his outstanding tax obligation in various communications. And the people of this country, they knew about this from the IRS whistleblowers. And the people understood that this was happening. So yes, can the deep state, can they use this because the people already know this? Of course they can. And they can say, okay, he's indicted. And it's an ongoing investigation. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Charlie Kirk, he put this out on X. He said, the latest indictment against Hunter Biden reveals that the first son spent more than $850,000 on adult entertainment and payments to various women in just 4-year span covering 2016 to 2019. In the same period, he paid no taxes at all despite receiving millions from foreign companies seeking influence in D.C. Remember, until IRS whistleblowers came forward, the plan at DOJ was to bring no charges against Hunter at all. Then, until a judge sniffed out the scheme, their plan was a sweetheart deal with minimal punishment. Hunter Biden is one of the most flagrantly corrupt criminals in America's political history, but it was all going to be brushed aside to protect his father, the worst president in American history. And I agree with that. But I do believe that this was their only strategy at this point, because they really had nothing else, because they don't want him testifying in Congress. I mean, he might have to, but I do believe they're going to make this push, and they're going to push very, very hard. Now, Joe Biden put this out. Actually, it was probably a staffer, but he says, we're making corporations and the super wealthy start to pay their fair share in taxes. It's about rewarding work, not wealth. That's interesting. Hans responded to this and said, Hunter spent $5 million in 4 years, including $1.6 million in cash, and that's just from one of his accounts. Will Joe be asked about his tweet? Will he shout out the questionnaire claiming that it's all a lie, just like he did yesterday when asked about Hunter's business partners? Most likely. You keep lying and lying and lying. You think he's just going to come out and tell the truth? Oh, yeah, you know what? My son's guilty. You know, he evaded taxes. Yes, we were taking money from China, from Ukraine. Yes, we were selling secrets. You got us. No, they're going to continually lie and lie and lie. Now, the other question is, and Sean Davis asked this question, I wonder why the spy chief of China gave Hunter Biden $1 million and what he expected in return. What did he expect? And you know what's funny? Yes, the tax returns are great and all that, but the main issue here is where's the money all coming from and why are they receiving this money? That's the real question. Well, we know it's coming from these different countries, China, Ukraine, Romania. But again, if he's receiving this money from these countries, Hunter never registered as a foreign lobbyist and he's in violation of the Foreign Agent Registration Act. So the question is, why didn't they bring charges? Sean Davis on X put this out and said, unsurprisingly, Weiss refuses to charge Hunter for foreign influence peddling, registered foreign agent violations, or anything related to the Biden family's Burisma shakedown when Joe Biden was vice president. Weiss pretends to crack down on Hunter while continuing to run interference for Joe Biden and the Biden crime family operations. Absolutely. Representative James Comer on X put this out and said, the DOJ got caught in its attempt to give Hunter an unprecedented sweetheart plea deal, and today's charges filed against Hunter are the result of IRS whistleblowers who bravely came forward. America should applaud these men. Yes, without these individuals, they were never, ever going to bring charges. Absolutely, they weren't. But now, since it's already out in the public already knows, this is a slam dunk for them because, okay, the public already knows, yes, we'll bring charges with all of this, but we're not going to bring the FARA charges. We're not going to do that whatsoever. So let's go back a little bit in time. So the House subpoenaed Hunter. Hunter's attorneys, they wrote a letter saying that Hunter is not going to testify behind closed doors. He wants to do it in public. James Comer, he said, absolutely not. This is the rules of the House. You must testify behind closed doors. So the special counsel then indicts Hunter, because remember, Hunter has to testify. So now the special counsel indicts Hunter on tax evasion. And now, is Hunter going to testify behind closed doors? Or are they going to say that the case is now ongoing? We have a lot of information. We have the indictments. There's no need for this. And he's not going to testify behind closed doors. I do believe that this probably was to get him out of testifying because they tried everything else. And no matter which way they went, it was a complete and utter disaster. And this was the only path they could take, which means the entire plan actually worked. Because now, what are the people seeing? The people are seeing Hunter indicted, which is one step closer to Joe Biden. So the pressure is on now. And there's more and more evidence coming out. There are indictments right now. And do you think Joe Biden is just going to stay in the race? Well, he'll probably be very stubborn and say, I'm not leaving. And I do believe this is going to force the D's. It's going to force their hand. It's going to force the person Trump wants out there. Because I do believe all of this leads back to one individual. And those people above him, but those people aren't elected. But we'll get to those people later because these are all the unelected people that are actually pulling the strings. But for the public, they need to understand what the last administration did and how dangerous they were. And when I say last administration, I mean the Obama administration and what they set up. I do believe the why is going to be explained to the people, and the people are going to see this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jim Jordan, he's investigating whether the 51 former intelligence officials who signed the infamous Hunter Biden laptop letter were paid by the Central Intelligence Agency. In a letter to the CIA director, William Burns, Jordan, who leads a select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government, demanded the CIA chief come clean about the agency's alleged involvement in branding the laptop as Russian disinformation, which plainly amounted to election interference. It says, we understand that former intelligence officials often return to the intelligence community under private contract for their previous agencies. It is vital to the committee oversight to understand whether any of the signatories of the public statement were actively employed by CIA as contractors or consultants at the time they signed the public statement. If so, this information would raise fundamental concerns about the role of the CIA as it pertains to the October 19, 2020 public statement on the Hunter Biden email, signed and published by 51 former intelligence community officials in the weeks preceding the 2020 presidential election. Because if these people were being paid by the government and they wrote this letter knowingly that this laptop was not from Russia, it was actually Hunter Biden's laptop, they actually interfered in the election while they were getting paid by the government. And I do believe, most likely, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these people were contractors, because they're all part of the same criminal syndicate. And the people now are seeing the system. And I do believe this is one of the most important parts of this, is that people understand how deep and wide the swamp is. People need to see the system. They need to understand that, no, it's not just a couple of corrupt people. It's a coordinated criminal system that's been operating in this country for a long time. People need to understand this. And I do believe this is why we have Vivek on Fox News at the Republican debates, because those people who just watch Fox, they need to wake up. They need to see things very, very differently than what they have been seeing. And with him out there, pointing the finger at all these individuals, he's waking these people up. Trump, he's waking people up because he's showing what the establishment does. He's pointing the finger at DeSanctimonious. And I do believe the next step of this is to wake up all those D's that have been glued to MSDNC, glued to CNN, CNBC, and all they hear is their talking points. Because when the evidence is produced in the court of law, this is going to change everything. And people are going to see something very, very different. They're going to see who is behind the election rigging. And yes, it's going to be foreign governments. Yes, it's going to be people that are in this country. And it's going to be those people that are now living in the White House or in the basement of the White House talking to Joe Biden. And I do believe all of this needs to happen next year, because the one individual that's going to be pushed out, because they'll have no choice, because they'll be trapped in all this, because all this information is coming out, they're going to have to come out to try to direct this whole thing. And I do believe that is going to happen. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, it looks like Biden is becoming very, very desperate right now, because he wants the money for Ukraine. And he's trying to make a deal saying, listen, okay, I'll talk about border security. I will talk about, locking down the border if I can get money for Ukraine. But the question is, I thought the border was secure. Why do we have to talk border security? I thought it was secure. See, now he's messing up his messages because he's becoming desperate, fear setting in. He's worried about what Zelensky's going to do. And you don't think all those people, the controllers, his handlers, you don't think they're all sitting there going, holy crap, this is a complete and utter disaster. We need to do something here. I do believe that's exactly what they're saying. Now, what's very interesting is as we move forward and as the information comes out, we know the deep state players, they're not going to want the information out there, and they're going to try to shut down many, many platforms. Remember, they wanted control at the ISP level. They didn't want to have the control at the social media platforms. They wanted to go to the source of where you got the internet fed into your home. That's why Obama was pushing net neutrality. That completely failed. And now they're trapped in all of this, and they're being discovered that the government interferes with people's rights. They're violating the people's rights. And this is something they really didn't want, but they were pushed into it. And now they're trying to shut down X, because there's a lot of people on X, and they're trying to convince the advertisers not to advertise on there. But I think in the end, the people of this country are going to help out. I do believe in the end, all these woke companies and all the companies that are controlled by the deep state players, well, there's a lot more of us than there are of them, and they need us to keep their sales up. And I think what's going to happen over time is that the people, they're going to shift away from these companies, and they're going to shift to companies that actually care about the people of this country. And one of those people is Terrence Williams. He has Cousin T's pancake mix. And he came out and he said that he's going to advertise on X. Now, DC Drano, he put this out and he says, Terrence Williams' Cousin T's pancakes, which he started after the left canceled Aunt Jemima, has committed to switching his ad spend from Facebook to X. So now he's going to be advertising on X. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more conservatives advertise on X, which hopefully boosts the platforms up. Same thing with True Social. I do believe now soon, as they're approaching that point where they can accept advertisers, that will help Truth quite a bit. Now, remember, once these platforms get money, once they get the advertisers, they can expand and the platforms get better and better and better, which is going to happen to Truth, which means the deep state players, they're going to be panicking over all of this because they don't want people on these platforms hearing the truth. Remember, they want to control the narrative. They can't control the narrative, then people aren't going to listen to them. So right now, they're in trouble because people aren't listening to them. And I do believe as more and more information comes out, and I especially believe when we head into 2024 and Trump is in the courtroom for election fraud and January 6th, which is really means that he's actually putting the deep state players on trial, I think this is when fear is really going to set in for the deep state players, especially when they remove Biden and they bring in their other player, which I do believe is going to be Michelle Obama. Now, again, they could bring in anyone else, but they're going to need someone that has a lot of pull, a lot of popularity that can actually override the system. And this is going to be tough. Is Newsom that guy? Actually, Trump is already saying, I don't think it is. Actually, Trump is already admitting that he doesn't think that Biden's going to make it all the way. So who else can they bring in that will protect Obama's legacy? Because if the evidence is pouring out against Biden, you don't think the evidence is going to pour out against Obama? Remember, this is about inflicting pain on these people. And believe me, Joe Biden, he's feeling pain every step of the way. The deep state players are feeling pain every step of the way. This is why you see a lot of these individuals retiring, because they know it's game over. And actually, as the heat intensifies, you're going to see a lot more people in Congress, a lot more CEOs start to say, you know what? I'm out. I'm done with this. Because they don't want to be stuck in their positions while everything completely and utterly falls apart. They rather get out now. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. And you can see that Israel was definitely saved for last to show the infiltration, to show their true intentions. And remember, it doesn't stop with the Jews. When you see these people marching on the streets saying intifada, and they're talking about genocide, and they're talking about, you know, hurting other people, it doesn't stop there, because these are the same people that were just chanting and marching for George Floyd, a criminal. Their agenda has nothing to do with Palestine. Their agenda doesn't have anything to do with the black community. Their agenda is to destroy anyone that goes against them, period. And one way to wake a lot of people up is to bring something like this out into the open. And now those liberal Jews, those people who are out there who said, no, this doesn't exist, well, they're starting to realize it does exist, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And they're starting to see a lot more people where they looked up to them and they said, oh, no, these people wouldn't do this. Oh, no, these people would. And now a lot of these people, they're shocked, like, I can't believe this is happening. And we could see that they're waking up throughout all of this. But this is all in preparation, I do believe, to bring one person into the spotlight, because now you need to see all the people they put into place. They're on whose side? They're on the terrorist side. They're on the side of the destroyer. And that's exactly what Obama is. He's the destroyer of this country. And yes, Trump wants to show everybody. Now, out in Israel, we can see Hamas. They are now firing rockets from the humanitarian zone in Gaza Strip. And the IDF was out there, and they set aside a safe zone. And it looks like the Hamas terrorists, they are now in that safe zone and they're firing rockets towards Israel. Now, again, we already know they use the people as human shields. The same thing out in Ukraine. We have the neo-Nazis setting up shop in a mall, in a supermarket, and in hospitals. And they use the people there as human shields, because when those areas are bombed, they can turn around and say, oh my God, look what they did. And now everyone's figuring out exactly what they have been doing. I mean, look what else they found out. The Al-Azhar University is the main training facility of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood in Gaza. It was funded with $10,000 by the U.S. government in 2019 and with $5 million by the EU in 2015 to 2020. Now IDF troops, they have reached the campus and found extensive military infrastructure and armaments. So they used a university, students, to store everything. And when it was hit, what did they do? Oh my God, look, they just hit a university. Oh my God, look, they hit a hospital. Well, they do this on purpose, but it's not working. Actually, their plan is completely and utterly falling apart, because when the people know, the people understand what they're doing here. And yes, does Israel say, you know what, all those people in there, leave the building? Yes, all those people in there, we're going to bomb soon? Yes, it's telling the people, listen, we know there's terrorists underneath. We know that they have weapons, and we're coming after them. And most of the people do leave. But again, the fake news, they need to keep pushing this, and the protesters need to keep pushing this to convince people that Israel's just killing innocents. And this is what they've been doing for a very, very long time. But what's very interesting, it looks like a lot of the terrorists, they have decided to surrender to Israel. And because Israel now is in Gaza, and the ground invasion is really picking up now, and these individuals realize that they have no chance at this point. So they have been surrendering to the Israeli army. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Erdogan, the president of Turkey, he is ready to take responsibility to prevent further bloodshed in Gaza. Now, you have to remember, Erdogan, he was also provoking the war in Syria. Erdogan was also stealing the oil. His son actually was stealing the oil from Syria, bringing it into Turkey and selling it there. Erdogan is not a nice guy. I do believe he also shot down a Russian jet back in 2015. And the Russian Sukhoi Su-24 aircraft, it was bombing different targets in Syria, because Assad, who's the president of Syria, asked Russia to come in. And Turkey, they had a patrolling a plane out there, which was an F-16 fighter jet, and it actually fired a missile and shot down a Russian jet. Now, remember, Turkey is part of NATO. They could have started a war. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently, were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. And I do believe they wanted to start a war, but it didn't happen. He also said, we now realize that the international organization responsible for ensuring global peace and security lack problem-solving capabilities. And remember, Turkey is part of NATO. Are they trying to start something? Are they trying to kick something off? Maybe. Maybe not, starting to look that way. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that what is going on out in Israel and what's happening in Gaza, it is now flooding the world, because we know that Soros and others, they have pushed this agenda to, I'm talking about Obama, they pushed this agenda to bring all the Muslims into these countries. And these are the dregs of life that the other countries didn't want. And these people, they will do whatever the deep state players want them to do. And what's very interesting is we can see the infiltration in this country right now. And yesterday we just mentioned how we had these three presidents of these Ivy League colleges out there. They just couldn't say that, hey, chanting, you know, genocide to the Jews is wrong. it violates the school policies. They made up all these excuses, but then they got all this backlash. And once they received the backlash, some of them apologized. But what's very interesting about this, and you look at their policies, if you use the wrong pronouns, if you call someone fat, that constitutes as abuse. But if you are calling for the genocide of Jews, it doesn't violate school policy. And this is what people are pointing out right now. And people are scratching their heads saying, this doesn't make sense. Kaya Rachik put this out and said, flying over Harvard today, Harvard hates Jews. Very interesting. And what's very interesting is we can see the backlash is very, very strong right now. Those investment houses, those corporations, law firms, they are now backing out of these colleges. Greg Price put this up and said, Ross Stevens, CEO of Stone Ridge Asset Management, sent a letter to Penn telling them that he is withdrawing a $100 million donation over President Liz McGill's anti-Semitism comments before Congress. Bill Ackman put this out. 102 million people have viewed the below post and the video of Harvard, MIT, and Penn president's testimony to Congress. How can they appear in public after such a disgraceful testimony? Has anyone seen them since Tuesday? No, they can't walk down the street. And now we have University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is being asked to resign by the board of Penn's Wharton Business School. And all these people should be resigning because all of these people, they are not for the students. They're not for the protection of the students. They're for a certain agenda, and the people now can see it. This is infiltration from within. And all of these people should resign from their positions. Doesn't matter if they give an apology afterwards. They couldn't answer a simple question. And all they had to do is substitute any other race or any other person in that statement, and they would have rejected that right away. So right there, I think the world has seen this. The world is screaming at them, and they are in trouble right now. And this is how we call these people out over and over and over. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you could see the Biden administration, they are really panicking right now. Remember when Biden was out there saying, listen, if you don't give me the money, we're going to have our soldiers go out there. It's going to be your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. Yeah, we're going to use, you know, the people of this country to fight this war. So you better do what we say. And that is a threat to the American people. I do believe when they don't get their way, they're going to start war. If you notice, when did he mention peace? Did he mention anything about peace? Why hasn't he mentioned peace? It makes no sense. The only thing that he mentions is money, sacrificing Americans, and war. That is it. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Tucker Carlson confirms that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin threatened to send your uncles, cousins, and sons to fight Russia unless more money is sent to Zelensky. The revelation comes just days after White House official John Kirby said that American blood will be the cost of supporting Ukraine if we stop sending the money. Your government has an addiction. The addiction is war. The addiction is the industrial war complex. And the people now, they're seeing the threat. They're seeing what's happening. And remember, when you look at the polls, the people are not interested in Ukraine, not interested in their borders. See, that's the deep state layer. Biden has to pay off Zelensky. The deep state players are panicking because once it's all done, everything is put out into the open and their entire deep state apparatus unwinds. So they need to keep the chaos going. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And they will start war if they don't get their way. And this is what the American people are seeing right now. Just like the American people are seeing that the entire plandemic was just that, a plandemic. It was one gigantic hoax. It was a statistical hoax that they used. And they knew it. This is why Nancy Pelosi went to get her hair done. This is why all the others were at parties. That's why you saw Newsom out at restaurants, because they knew. They understood what this was. They knew that this wasn't deadly like they said. It was about control. It was about cheating in the election. It was about getting rid of Trump. It was about bringing us into the Great Reset. It was about depopulation. It was about pushing the bioweapon on the people. And now the people, they're seeing it. The people now are hardened against anything that they're going to try to do. They will try things, But I don't think the people are going to fall for it, because look what's happening out in the UK. We have Boris Johnson. He is testifying in front of his peers, and it's a COVID inquiry. Because remember, he had parties, he had all these things. And the crowds, they were shouting murderer as he left the building. Think about that for a second. The people know, the people understand, and the people are pointing the finger. We know what you did. The same thing in this country. The people know exactly what has happened here. And as more and more evidence comes out, the people know a lot more. This is why no one's buying the sick, the illnesses and the sicknesses and the viruses that they're pushing. And they'll keep pushing it because they have to. They have to cheat in the next election, because that's the only way they win elections. They don't win elections by people voting. They win elections by installing who they want. And when they can't install the person they want, what do? You let the other person win, or do you try to shut it down? I do believe that's where we're headed. We'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden, because the Biden administration, they said that they will attempt to strip drug makers of patents if government officials deem their prices to be too high. Now, this is a plan that was announced. The government would claim the right to control prices on drugs developed with the help of taxpayer money. The administration claims without evidence that drug makers are gouging consumers with high prices and that the seizure plan would lower prices. So they're going to seize all the patents. Are they setting a precedent where they can seize a patent at any time they want? It's starting to seem that way. And we know that this is going to be challenging court. We know the game they play. And what are they really trying to do here? Because once seized, in a process known as March and Rights, the government would then be able to license competitors to manufacture and sell the drugs. Are they trying to take control of the entire drug market? I mean, it's not going to lower inflation. It's not going to really help people, because you know what happens when the government takes over. You think prices go down? No, everything goes back up. We've seen this with the Affordable Care Act. Insurance premiums skyrocketed. The same thing would happen here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Joe Biden's in trouble. We know that the elections are coming. He doesn't want to leave. The D's are watching this very, very closely. And Joe Biden is now going to Hollywood. He wants the Hollywood elite to fundraise. He wants them to help him. And he's gone to Steven Spielberg, Rob Reiner, Shonda Rhimes, and they're going to be putting on a glitzy Los Angeles party. What happens when this whole thing completely and utterly falls apart? Yes, they'll make money from the people that are trying to support Biden. But again, when the people see this and they start to see what's really going on, because remember, all these individuals, they are corrupt themselves. They're panicking themselves. I mean, think about Rob Reiner. All he does is go off on Trump. Same thing with De Niro. Haven't heard from Spielberg. Isn't he going to make a movie about what's going on in Israel? Has he spoken out against this? That's very interesting. But all these people, yes, they have all their little secrets, and they have to back Biden, because if they don't, everything is revealed. And I do believe Biden is going to try to push very, very hard, but I do believe this is all going to fail. And eventually, as it fails, the deep state players are going to say, okay, we got to make this switch, because he tried. We let him try. We let him do what he wanted to do, but it's not working. We won't be able to cheat. He doesn't have the popularity. His poll numbers are continually dropping. The evidence is pouring out. His son's indicted. This is a complete and utter nightmare. I mean, can he really go into the 2024 election like this, as it's going to get a lot worse? As the economy fails, as war picks up, as more evidence is produced, do you really think he can handle all of this? Or do you think the deep state's going to say enough is enough? Because now the Republicans, they're ready to impeach. Let's get rid of him. And I do believe that's exactly what they're going to end up doing. And we could see that. I do believe Trump's plan is working perfectly. No one is watching the Republican debate anymore. I mean, they started out kind of strong, but not that strong, because Trump went on the same time and he beat them completely. But the people that still watch, they're still hearing the truth. They're starting to hear the information. And I do believe this is why people are tuning out right now. Joe Ma put this out and said, ratings disaster. The fourth GOP primary debate saw an 87.5% decrease in viewership from the first debate and a 76% decrease from the last debate. GO debate, number one, 12.8 million. GOP debate, number two, 9.5 million. GOP debate, number three, 6.8 million. GOP debate, number four, 1.6 million. You think the plan's working? Do you think those people that were interested in these candidates are no longer interested? Are they seeing the truth? Is the plan working? I do believe so. And the people also see the truth in Trump's trials, because the trial in New York is, like Trump always says, a witch hunt, and people are seeing the truth. And what's very interesting is that Trump brought in an expert witness and said that there is absolutely no accounting problems. Everything is perfect. And remember, this individual, as Don Jr. says on X, is the expert witness that was used by the Attorney General's office in their case against Exxon. So they use this witness. They trust this witness. And this witness says that Trump's books are perfect. Trump put this out and said, and it's from Adams Klasfeld on X, and it says, Bartov, my main findings is that there is no evidence whatsoever of any accounting fraud. Bartov, I couldn't find a single GAAP provision that was violated. I couldn't find one. That tells you everything you need to know. And Trump, he keeps telling the people, listen, this is election interference. The Biden administration is involved in this. He's orchestrating all of this. And he said the top people right under Attorney General put him into the district attorney's office, also put a man into the state attorney general's office, Letitia James' office. It happens to be the same man. And this is all coming from the White House. This is a disgraceful situation. This country's never seen anything like this. And he's absolutely right. This is all being orchestrated by Biden. I wouldn't be surprised if the connections of who this individual is comes out and it shows maybe emails, texts, maybe from some of Biden's alias email addresses or others. I do believe this information is going to get out there because Trump just wouldn't say it if he doesn't know it. Trump, he put this out on Truth and says, watch the trial. Now, that's very interesting. Which trial is he talking about? Is he talking about the one that's happening right now? Or is he talking about the trial that's upcoming? Maybe it's both. I do believe it is both. Let's go back to post 14, October 31st, 2017. I'm just going to read three lines here. What must be completed to engage military intelligence over three-letter agencies? DOD must have clear and verified reason to believe the Republic is at risk and must execute their duty to protect the POTUS and Constitution. What must occur to allow for civilian trials? Military law can be applied to civilians, but only in special circumstances. If a nation declares martial law, military authorities replace civilian authorities. Under martial law, the military operates the police, courts, and legislature instead of the civilian government. What happens if there's chaos in the streets and they reject the votes? Will Biden declare martial law? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this plays out, but it kind of looks that way. Why is this relevant? If martial law is declared, it will be to circumvent the corrupt judicial system. That is very interesting. And Trump, he went on to talk about his other lawsuits and he put out a truth, which I find very interesting. It says the following. All of these Biden political opponent lawsuits against me could have been brought 3 years ago, but the slime balls brought them right in the middle of my very successful campaign for president. The J6 fake case where the Obama-appointed drug-hating judge Tanya Shukin actually had the audacity to schedule the trial the day before Super Tuesday, also considered the biggest of all primary days, has been put into serious question when most of the Unselect Committee's evidence was deleted and destroyed. This illegal act that would have shown the guilt of crazy Nancy Pelosi and others should end this Biden witch hunt. Our failing nation is now becoming a banana republic, MAGA. So he put political opponent in quotes. And that reminds me of post 4502, June 23rd, 2020. It says, you cannot attack your political opponent. The doubters will soon be believers, years in the making. And I do believe this was part of the plan. Everything needed to happen to Trump first so it could be turned around and used against them. Because once all of this is completed, who will this be used against? That person that is running in the 2024 election. Who is that person? Is it going to be Biden? Well, they're already bringing out the evidence against Biden. Or is it going to be against another? Well, I do believe Trump has already given us that hint. He says Joe Biden isn't going to make it. And he also said that Kamala might be the front runner because she can get the black vote because they're losing the black vote. And she's not that popular. Actually, her poll numbers are in the dirt. So are they going to keep that black woman in as the candidate or are they going to swap her out? I do believe they're going to end up swapping her out. But what's very interesting is that the deep state players, they can't even come up with new material to attack Trump. They're using the same exact narrative that they used in 2016. Patriots Are in Control put this out on X and said, same fake news, same recycled narrative. If the Trump dictator push didn't work on mostly sleeping public in 2016, do they really think it will work on a newly awakened populace? And shows the Washington Post in 2016 and 2023. It says, Donald Trump will protect you. Some fear he is running to be a dictator. 2023, the Trump dictatorship. How to stop it. Then we have NPR back in 2016. Donald Trump, strong leader or dangerous authoritarian. 2023, NPR, Trump allies craft plan to give him unprecedented power if he wins the White House. The Guardian, let's raise our voices against this dictator, Donald Trump. That was back in 2016. 2023, Trump says, I'm not a dictator, but top figures warn of authoritarian takeover. So they're using the same exact narrative. Actually, Trump also put this out there, showing the two articles, because he put out a truth by Byron York, because he put out a post on X and says, the alarm has gone off. Around this time in 2015, some in political commentary class realized Trump could win GOP nomination. Freak out ensued, although many remained confident Trump could not win general. Now, warning machine has kicked into higher gear. Absolutely. Then Trump put this out on Truth and is pointing to Wesley Hunt, who put this out on X and said, so about that Washington Post article, the left has gone into full panic mode over the return of Donald J. Trump to the White House. Let's be clear about something. Spying on your political opponent, Trump, making false accusations against him, Trump, weaponizing our justice system against him, Trump, and enlisting the Leviathan of the censorship state and corporate media against him, Trump, is the true work of a dictatorship. Trump isn't a dictator. He's actually the greatest threat to a cabal, which threatens the existence of our republic and has perverted the Constitution in ways our founders could have never dreamed. When the DNC forced all primary challengers to back Biden, they were in fact building their Trojan horse. Unfortunately for them, the Trojan horse became a lame duck. Biden's pathway to a second term is closing. Trump is leading in nearly every national and battleground poll. So in the last-ditch effort to stop Trump, they hope their coordinated attacks will scare independents. It won't. Trump is inevitable as the American spirit fire. His presidency spells the end of dictators in America, not the beginning. And he's absolutely right. And you could see the deep state players, they're becoming desperate. They know that Biden will not be able to finish this. This is why they're going to remove him. And we could see we're heading down that path. Now, before we get to that, we know that they're going to bring someone else in. We know that they're going to try everything they can to cheat because that's the only way they can win. But when they can't win, most likely they're going to try to cancel the elections. I call it a postponement because I do believe there's countermeasures in place, which we know that there's backup poll books, there's paper ballots. And I do believe the military can actually oversee the elections. But we can see that they're going to try to use most likely a cyber attack to actually stop this from happening. Because if they can't win, they don't want Trump to win. So what's very interesting is we could see there are more and more hacking stories. And the latest one is that hackers act on behalf of the Russian government targeted U.S. intelligence officers in a sophisticated spear phishing campaign designed to influence elections in the United Kingdom. That is coming from the Justice Department. the operation successfully hacked into computer networks in the U.S., the U.K., Ukraine, and other NATO member countries and stole information used in foreign malign influence operations designed to influence the U.K.'s 2019 election. They're already building the case for a cyber attack where it can influence the elections. I do believe they're going to use this to say that they actually shut down the elections. So this can go either way. Either Trump wins in the normal election and they come up with the story saying, oh my God, look, all the election systems were hacked just like back in 2019 and they influenced the elections. But I don't think that's going to work because then everyone would go, wait a minute, I thought the machines weren't connected to the internet when we had the elections. So I don't think that story is going to work. Now, when they do their testing, yes, they can have those systems connected to the internet to download the latest patches to do all these different things. But again, during the election, I don't think this story is going to work. And this is why I do believe they're going to be using the cyber attack to actually cancel the election. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're just waiting for that. Because remember, they're bringing the person they want into the fold. Everything I do believe that is set up is to bring out Michelle Obama. Remember, Barack Obama can't run for election. So the only person I do believe that he trusts is Michelle Obama. She is going to guard the king of the deep state, the king of the Muslim Brotherhood. She's the queen, I do believe. Isn't that interesting? Now, Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's a video of Trump, and Queen is playing We Are the Champions. Take a listen and watch the video. I'll make myself sad, it's in my bed, but I've got you. I'll make myself sad, it's in my bed, but I've got you. That is very interesting because just the other day we were mentioning the king and the queen, and that, let me go back to post 4281. This is May 19, 2020. It says objective end checkmate king. Do you attack the king at the beginning of the game? Do you attack and remove pawns first? Do you attack and remove bishops, rooks, knights next? Do you attack and remove queen mid to end? Is the game being played public or private? Do emotions affect critical thinking? Add important king control pieces. Eliminate rogue elements. Add, how do you set the stage, board, RE public opinion, optics at this time? Let's go back to post 4241. This is May 14, 2020. Down below, it says the following. Think chess. Do you attack the king in the beginning or middle to end? Queen protects the king. Now, that's very interesting. So it's actually unwise to move the queen early in a chess game. Don't move the queen too early. Develop your knights and your bishops first. Occupy the center. Bring the king into safety and only then start thinking about your queen. Think about that for a second. So have they moved all their other pieces? And now it's time to move the queen into position. I do believe Trump, as we watch the game of chess being played out, we know there's only a couple of moves left, is the queen being forced into position. The queen definitely protects the king, right? So now I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to force the deep state players to make this move. And once they make this move, the world is going to see it all. The world is going to see the treasonous acts of the Obama administration. Remember, Obama is continually telling everyone he had a scandal-free administration. Well, I think the people know it wasn't, because look at Joe Biden. Scandals all over the place. It's a criminal operation. Now, people are going to learn why all of this in this country, why all of this is happening, and who actually did this. And it's not Obama himself. There are many others. But again, that's the focal point. He was driving this for 8 years. Hillary Clinton was supposed to do it for the last 8 years. And I do believe all of this is coming in focus. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.